This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.
That's the official, I don't know what you call your group, but that's the official sound.
The turkeys. The turkey gang. Is that work?
The stuffing.
Tanner Schwint, the Schwint Show, in here, dude down the hall, and Hello. Mike Danson with himself, all in the Aloe Fiber Studios. How's everybody doing?
Great here on this Friday. I 60 degrees. I feel like I should be on a patio drinking a beer somewhere, but... Here with the stuffing.
Woo-hoo. The stuffing.
We got to keep testing that.
Yeah, let's test that out. Mike, how you doing back there? You look happy.
I'm all right.
Mike's having a hard time getting excited about the game. He's still sad. He's still, you know, down in the dumps about the Broncos losing. Is that what it is, or is it the matchup? Danson doesn't care about the Broncos losing necessarily, but...
I'm not excited for this matchup either. Like, I'm more excited about the Winter Olympics starting than I am for the Super Bowl, honestly.
I know you are, Derbs.
Yeah, I watched them this morning. Yeah.
It already started?
I thought you were supposed to be working this morning.
That was before I got here.
Did America win?
It didn't start. The opening ceremony wasn't until after you were supposed to be here.
Oh, no, that's totally not true.
We need to explore this a little bit more.
Not true at all.
Did America win is what Michael's wanting
to do. They were dominating the curling match that I was watching.
That's 3 a.m. on
Thursday morning. We're talking curling. I'm out of here.
3 a.m. Thursday morning, the dogs woke me up to go outside, and I thought, I only got another hour and a half of sleeping, so I'm just going to turn on The Office and I'll doze off. But curling was on, and I ended up watching that whole match.
Was that right? Did the power go out like 4 hours into the first curling match? Is that a real thing, or did I get got?
Did you guys see that?
That's a weird thing to make up.
It is very strange.
Yeah. So it probably is accurate.
Yeah.
I got my best mind on it back there. Michael's looking it up.
So that's the smartest he's ever looked in his life.
Mm-hmm.
Not saying much, but it is the smartest. He's like, I'm going to enhance and zoom in. He would be that character on any Law & Order show. Hey, can we clear this image up a little bit?
Let me see
if I can enhance. And he clicks one button that does nothing. That would be you. Was I right or was I wrong?
You were right. There was a power outage that struck early.
Wow.
So yeah, well, because a lot of people are worried about the infrastructure of like all the buildings that they built over there. The hockey arenas are too short. Ice is too small. It's just...
Yeah. What do you guys think? Faith bringing this one up, the Lindsey Vonn thing. She says, in the spirit of the Olympics, when is enough enough? Lindsey Vonn is competing in her first Olympics since 2018. Injuries plagued her, and she is 41, competing with an ACL tear she suffered last week. That's crazy that she's going to give that a go.
She ran a practice run this morning and was only like 4/10 off of the leader's time. So
that's insane.
Get ready for those movie rights. I mean, if she finds a way to win gold on a ruptured ACL, like that's going to be an incredible
insanity.
Story.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So do you guys get into that? So you're obviously watching this. You guys are both. Tanner, not so much.
No. I watch the hockey. I don't care about the. I'm the same with the Summer Olympics. Summer Olympics are slightly worse because I'm like, he's running fast.
I love the Summer Olympics.
There's no sports other than basketball that happen in the Summer Olympics. It's just all track and
swimming is not a sport. He doesn't think track and field is a sport.
Gymnastics? Like,
athletic event. Gymnasts not a sport.
You and Michael are ridiculous on this.
The diving?
It's an athletic
what
event.
They do diving? Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
Yeah, okay. Sport. So the swimming, gymnastics, and diving, I'm in on. Track and field, I will not watch a second of.
Well, it's fine that you don't watch it. It's just your take of...
We run fast.
But diving is a sport to you?
Sounds like a slow guy.
So, yeah. I challenge you to a foot race, Mike.
Let's go.
Right now?
In the parking lot.
Okay, I need tennis shoes. Can I borrow your tennis shoes?
I'll beat you in my
really running shoes.
Oh, yeah, I got you. I'll beat you in my cowboy boots.
Not a chance.
What?
Who do you think's winning this, Derbs?
With the shoe situation, I'm probably leaning Mike right now.
Yeah.
The cowboy boots, I don't think, are doing it.
This race wouldn't be close.
Yeah, because you blow your hammy 5 seconds into it.
It's not that old.
We're doing this race after the show.
I'll need about 45 minutes to stretch.
This
got to
be Facebook Live.
No stretching. Just cold start. Let's go.
No, I can't afford to blow a hamstring.
I can't afford to blow a hamstring, but I'm going to kick your knee. Yeah. No,
so the whole thing with you and Michael back there with the track thing always just drives me.
It's just not a sport. I appreciate what they do. It's just not a sport.
They should be respected for the athletic event that they do.
Absolutely right.
And I respect them. It's just not a sport.
Let's see you guys run 400 meter hurdles.
In no way am I saying I could do it. It's just not a sport.
How is it not a sport?
It's literally just the training.
Are they not just running to an end zone?
Just the training for every other sport is what the track and field people do.
So is football a sport?
They're exercising. It's glorified exercise.
Oh my gosh. I just don't understand this. I mean, so you're saying football?
Football,
like running football.
They keep score. There's an ultimate goal.
They keep score. They keep the times.
Yeah. Hey.
It's like the most traditional of sports, a race.
You and I can be in the Olympics, Mike, if one of us saves a scout catches us out there.
I can't be in the NFL. I can't be in the Olympics.
It was literally the world's first sport.
Yes. It's not a sport.
It is literally how sports became sports.
Yeah, because it's the exercise that all sports players have to do.
From a sports competition.
No, it's not a sports competition. Wrestling sport.
Are you saying they're not athletes?
No, hell no. Not in a million years.
Well, how is fighting? UFC, is that a sport? Aren't they just fighting? They're just fighting. You can do that in the bar.
No,
is that a sport?
Do that right here.
It sounds like we're probably going.
If Tanner and I keeps going, it's going to turn into a foot race and a boxing match.
So UFC is more of a sport than track and field?
And probably closer because its origins are through the wrestling, which is a sport as well.
And wrestling's a sport.
Yes,
wrestling. Over track and field.
Yes.
Wrestling's in the Olympics.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, there's sports that are in the Olympics. Track and field is just not one of them.
I don't know how every time I come in here, I have a take from Tanner that's just horrible.
But this is 100%
rethink your life.
I've had this one for since
he joined you on this back there.
Yeah, we're starting a movement.
No, I've agreed with this for years. There are some sports. There are some non-sports that are athletic events, and then there's soccer, which is horrifying and should be abolished.
Scares you? Is that why you don't like
soccer?
No,
there's a ball!
That's another one of his terrible takes. He doesn't think soccer is a sport. How can you say soccer is not a sport? Like, he hates soccer. I don't understand.
It is not a sport.
You're losing credibility.
I hate it, and
now.
I would like
Give
it to
me
go away.
One reason why you don't like soccer. It's got a lot of the same principles as football and basketball.
And especially hockey.
Except they do a lot of walking. There's lots of walking.
They're walking?
They're walking,
Who's
and then
walking
they jog, and then they run for like 2 seconds,
miles.
And then
they run
fall.
The whole time.
You miles. Made me join up with them. I'm about to say that track's the greatest sport if you keep going on this.
Have you watched an actual... Are you talking about like little kid soccer maybe that you see?
No, I'm talking about adult soccer. Like they'll walk and then they'll jog a little bit and then they'll run for like a couple seconds and then...
Who are you watching?
Oh, my knee!
They run the whole time.
Yeah, this is a terrible
Maybe
take.
You watch the goalie perhaps?
This makes me want to watch soccer.
Is what, yes.
Let's go.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not a big soccer fan.
No.
But his take on it not being a sport drives me crazy.
I don't mind the setup and the layout of soccer. It's kind of boring, but I get that because it's such a big field.
And they don't score a lot.
The thing that drives me crazy is it's like, hey, time's up. But we've got an extended period of time, and nobody's going to get to know how much time is left.
It's just the clock never stops. Yeah. And then at the end of it, some random guy just goes, 7 more minutes?
Yeah, like, they have no idea. Like, the players have no idea if they're going to keep going.
I just imagine they just go up and go, secrets are no fun. Secrets
but
hurt someone.
Think about it. Like, we're if you were trying to explain the NFL to someone that never has watched football before, those would be pretty goofy rules, too.
When I was in Ireland for the Vikings game, these guys that were sitting behind me obviously were Irish, and the way they were trying to explain the game to each other was hilarious for me to listen to, because I'm just it would be confusing if you don't pay attention to it all the time.
Yeah, I mean, the obvious, try to get in the end zone, but there's so many little things that different rules that make it really complicated.
Are we right with the extra time, though? Are we right with the extra time? It's just random?
Well, it's not random. No, there's a guy with a stopwatch that for injuries and like delays when the ball goes out of play and things like that.
Why don't they just stop the clock?
Injuries because it's a running clock. Because there's literally, that's the best part of it, is to have the clock moving.
But it's not actually, because then they just add on more time at the end.
But sometimes so why don't. Just... If there's no ball that ever goes out of play, you don't stop.
Yeah,
ever.
And then you don't stop the clock. But why? I'm acting like you're the commissioner of soccer.
Yeah, I'm
going to
fix all
this. Mr. FIFA.
Mr. FIFA, I've got a couple of questions here about football. It just like, okay, clock stopped. Clock started.
Yeah.
I don't know how much time's left. I just never understood that.
It's weird.
It is strange.
Well, we do have actual football, American football, going on Sunday, but apparently you don't like that either, Tanner. You're not excited about the Patriots and the Seahawks.
I'm not excited about the game at all.
You're not having a party, though? You're throwing a festival
Mike's
for this?
Coming over, but that's it.
Why didn't you invite any of us? Still hasn't invited any of us.
This is like 5 years in a row, probably, that Tanner is.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the time, I actually asked him like earlier.
Yeah, he's like, are you hosting again?
I was like, are you having us over again?
So pretty much we got peer pressured into hosting a watching party for this. I never thought I would be this guy, and I'm sure Brady's going to have a field day with this, but I'm over the spectacle that it's turned into, especially the that's a fun word. All the politics that are now involved in the Super Bowl. Like, I'm just over
the
BS.
Wait, why would I argue with that? I'm the guy that's like, I'm just the game.
Kind of getting, that's what I'm saying. I'm kind of starting to agree with you more that. Because I've always been like, enjoy the halftime. I love the commercials. Like, have a party, have the food.
No.
And I don't know.
Just sit down and watch the game. I don't want to talk to people that have not watched any football before.
Yeah.
Or even if you have, I don't really want to go through a discussion while I'm sitting here watching the game.
That's why I was more like, okay, yeah, I'm happy to have people over for this one, is because I don't give a damn about the game. So if it turns into more, let's just talk. Oh, they score. I'm fine with that. Like, I'll go do some of the crazy NFL props and just bet some of the fun stuff out there. But yeah, I have no interest.
That's for probably 15 years I've been saying that the halftime show just needs to go away and let's just have a normal halftime and get back to the game.
Yeah, I don't care about the musical acts. I think all of us kind of agree on that.
I think some of them are fun, you know, like some of them bring back memories and whatnot as, you know, you get older, but like a lot of them are just, it's just too overdone with how much work they have to do to actually bring everything out onto the field, tear it all down, it's just, like, the whole thing seems like it just takes entirely too long.
Well, I just feel like just have AC/DC perform the halftime show every single year until they're all dead. Like, I feel like
but even then, it's not going to be an AC/DC show.
Sure, but there's no controversy. Like, there's just, hey, it's AC/DC.
Well, they're kind of controversial.
Thunderstruck.
Literally every song is about sex.
Well...
Sex or rock and roll?
Thunderstruck, yes.
You could probably find the meaning in there. I'm guessing.
Yeah. Micah,
sex is controversial.
Easy for you to say, Mike.
Yeah,
I would.
Yeah, I mean, but not to the degree of what we're seeing this year. Like, that is honestly turning me off a lot about what is going on, because Bad Bunny's going over the top and saying like, I'm gonna wear a dress. Like, he's like, I'm going to be so out there it makes everyone uncomfortable. It's like, why do we want that? Why would the NFL want that? Why do we want that to be the headline of the biggest viewing spectacle that the United States has to offer? I just don't understand the reasoning behind it.
It's because it's not a sport. It's entertainment.
Back to the scripted thing.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So who's
here we come.
Because of the script, who's winning?
Oh, yeah. I got all that knowledge, too. I really – so I'm probably one of the few. I do think it's going to be a good game. I think – I'm on the Patriots side. I think they're the best.
Plus the money?
Yeah, sure.
Or money line. Or plus the spread.
I mean, give me both. Doesn't matter.
That's interesting.
I think that people saying that this is going to be a blowout, it's interesting to me. I mean, Seattle is really good.
I just don't think that Patriots offense moves the ball. I think it's 28-10 is what was.
It's not snowing.
Yeah, but they weren't moving the ball when it wasn't snowing either against that Broncos defense. And I would argue that the Seahawks defense probably better at this stage than what that Broncos one was in the AFC Championship game.
Yeah.
What if they get startled with Bad Bunny's outfits?
Didn't think about that.
Mm-hmm. What is your favorite part about the Super Bowl? Is it the game? Or is it other things? Is it a party? Is it the food? Is it the commercials? Is it halftime? Which sounds like
I like watching Puppy Bowl before.
That's very good. Yeah. That's a way to warm up and watch the Puppy Bowl, and then they have the Kitty halftime show.
Yes. Do they actually?
Yes.
Yes, they do.
I'll be tuning into that.
Yep.
Me too. I did not know that. I don't know. Like this year, it'll be just everything surrounding it. Eat some food. Eat some good food, and I'm excited for some of the commercials. Although I don't know why the trend has started of, hey, let's release all the commercials online sign ahead of time, too. Like, the Pepsi commercial's out there now, the Budweiser commercial's out there. I'm like, what? The whole point is to spend that $8 million for the actual game.
Well, now they're doing, like, a bunch of series of commercials.
Yeah,
like,
the teasers. Yeah.
Which I think is kind
of
cool.
I'm a fan of that.
It's the commercials for me. Well, I mean, honestly, other than when the Broncos play, I typically just care less of the actual football teams that participate. But usually the commercials on this side.
I've never once rooted for either of these teams in my life. Just never once. I hate the Patriots, as I feel like, you know, most Broncos fans do. And I don't think you love the Patriots. You no. like your chances of making money on them. Mm-hmm. I hate the Patriots, and I do not like Seattle. Like, Sam Darnold's a likable enough guy. And
they're like the most quiet quarterbacks, too. You don't really hear much.
Yeah, the Sam Darnold and the mono. How many times do you think that'll be brought up? How bad does it suck watching the quarterback your GM let go in the Super Bowl there, Mikey?
I don't. It doesn't affect me either way, honestly.
Does anything? Do you have a pulse? Do we need to check?
No. The Vikings, at some point, hopefully before I die, I will see them in a Super Bowl. But, yeah.
They would have kept Sam Darnold. They would probably.
I'm not sure.
You don't know if you're saying the Vikings wouldn't have been better with Sam Darnold this year?
They would have been better, but I think that Kevin O'Connell has some work to do on play calling, and the fact that the now fired GM, there's only like four players on the roster that play from all of the drafts that he's had, so there's way bigger problems than letting Sam Darnold go.
I think when I'm preparing for the Super Bowl, the big thing we were talking about to start the show is now that we've had a couple weeks to think about the Broncos' loss to the Bills. It's going to go down as a pretty big, gigantic missed opportunity for Denver to have to get a shot at their fourth Super Bowl.
Yeah, it is. What do you guys think the spread would be if it was Denver with Jarrett Stidham going into this
probably
game?
Same.
Yeah, I would say roughly
Stidham,
the same.
Yeah.
If it's really, you think it's 4.5, 5 still?
Nah, it's probably, six and a half to seven and a half with Stidham.
Yeah, I think.
Oh, it's probably the same as what we're seeing now.
I would agree.
The Broncos defense is better, so I think that's probably going to close that gap. I would say it's relatively the same.
Mm-hmm.
That Seattle offense, there's just times where. What was the game where. Was it the Commanders that the Seahawks took on? And Darnold was like perfect at the half. Like, there's just times where that offense for Seattle looks so good that I don't care what defense is over there.
The one thing, like, Clint Kubiak has done a fantastic job of figuring out early in the game which Sam Darnold do we have this week. Do we have the one that can throw it a lot, or do we got to lean on the running game? And Kubiak has done a great job of saying, okay, we got to lean on the running game this week and just work off the play action instead of taking shots with Darnold.
Well, and as soon as Zach Charbonnet went down and Kenneth Walker became that lead horse, he's been phenomenal.
He's been over 1,000 yards rushing.
It was weird all season because it was like as soon as Kenneth Walker gained some traction, they bring in Charbonnet and it would kill the momentum. Now that he's the guy back there, he's been really good.
I think he's a free agent.
He is. He is. He's somebody that I've been hearing Denver. Denver should be taking a look at.
The tough part about that is you want to pay a guy a lot of money for a coach that has to write down, run the ball to remind himself.
That's
fair. Might be better off trying
is
to go
Davis
get a tight
Webb going to be the play caller?
I think so.
Is it going to be?
They haven't announced it yet, and the fact that they're making an announcement that they haven't announced it means to me that there's an announcement coming.
It's a lot of announcements. Mm-hmm. I could also easily see Sean just sending him to the booth and be like, "Act like you're calling plays." Meanwhile, Sean's just doing it from the sideline too. And it'll be one of those things that as soon as there's a bad game, Sean's ego is going to get in his way and say, "I need to take play calling back over." He's going to call a bad game and be like, "Oh, Davis Webb is calling plays again."
Well, was that part of the discussion with him to stay with Denver?
It had
because he pulled his name out of who knows if he would have got it. Maybe Kubiak would have got it anyway, but he pulled his name out of the ring and came back to Denver. So I would imagine, obviously, a pay raise. There's no salary cap on coaches. I would imagine that came with, hey, you're going to get more responsibilities.
Yeah, continue to grow that name and show what you can do, especially, you know, if Bo does take a step forward in the natural progression, they'll be able to point and say, hey, Davis Webb was the guy that did that. I think it's huge for Denver that they didn't lose either of their, you know, those top names in the coaching searches, Vance Joseph or Davis Webb.
Do you guys think, Derbs, do you think, I was talking about this yesterday as well, the hesitation by the Broncos to want to go get a big name receiver, is that a concern? Because if you get a guy like a George Pickens, a little bit of a prima donna thing, which most receivers do, the Broncos don't have that guy in that locker room right now. Is that a concern? Like, with a young quarterback who is pretty fiery. He gets feisty with his head coach. I would imagine he's going to get feisty with the wide receiver. Does that lead you to believe that maybe Denver doesn't go spend big money on a top-tier receiver?
I mean, if that's a concern because we're thinking that the egos and arguments are going to take place over talent on the field, that seems to be a bigger problem than actually bringing in a guy like that. But if they're willing to spend money on George Pickens, like, I'd say sign me up now. Just, yeah, but, like, I just...
That's gross.
But there are those cases where a wide receiver comes into a good situation and his attitude wrecks that situation, and then he ends up fizzling.
Do we know he is that guy?
He certainly seems like it. Was it the Thanksgiving? No, the Cowboys and Lions game where Pickens was just, he stopped running routes. He had one drop, Dak got on his ass a little bit, and then he's jogging all of his routes. Pickens seems to be the extreme of it. I would love the talent because George Pickens would step in and be wide receiver one by a mile. Yeah. But I don't know if Pickens is that bad. Stephon Diggs did that with Buffalo,
and he was interested in the Broncos. I mean, it almost happened.
Was it Debo?
Samuel.
Yeah. I mean, there's enough cases just here recently, but you've got to run the risk and get some talent while you still have Bo on this contract.
Yeah, and really, you kind of like. At some points, you kind of want those guys because it shows that they care a little bit. I don't want them to stop running routes and be that guy, but I kind of want the old Terrell Owens, give me the damn ball.
Yeah,
kind of some points, you know.
Up to that,
yeah. So to me, it comes down to money because, like, do I overpay for George Pickens just because we don't think we have the talent that he'll bring here? I don't want to overpay, I guess. Yeah. But if we can get a fair evaluation for a clear upgrade for at least a second option, is huge for this team.
Can we have Justin Jefferson, please?
No. Yeah, you want Jordan Addison?
I'd take him. Justin. I'd take Addison.
No, I think Addison, minus all the off-the-field stuff, I think he would be a number one receiver on a lot of teams.
Justin Jefferson is one of one. I mean, what he's doing with J.J. McCarthy, I think, is incredible. I mean, he's defending that guy. But you... Like, that's got to be the biggest position of need for the Broncos, right?
Tight end, running back, inside linebacker.
I mean, but another year on Sutton's legs, like, he's going to keep slowing down. Mm-hmm. You've got to go spend money while Bo's on this contract. And what kind of sucks about this for the Broncos right now is that they're missing a couple years of that rookie contract for a quarterback because of Russell Wilson's dead cap space. So I have a feeling that, hey, you know, the Walton Penner group's not going to be afraid to spend money. I got a feeling they could be big players in the
I think they will. Just a matter of where they direct that money will be interesting to see, because there's big running back names, there's big receiver names.
Do you have that by chance? And we don't have to get into this. I was just curious. You know, George Pickens was thrown out there. You guys know how I felt. I wanted Jaylen Waddle at that trade deadline bad. You know, is he somewhere in the still maybe wants out of Miami with the change in regime? But I was just wondering who those free agents are out there.
As far as wide receivers?
Yeah.
Or,
yeah.
Let's see. Obviously, George is the big one. Yep. Pierce out of Indy. Is a big one.
He's like deep threat only.
Yeah, he's just the go. He's literally what Mims does now.
Yeah. I mean, it's not a very... I mean, you got Mike Evans, who's 97 years old.
Catches a lot of touchdowns.
He does.
Be a good red zone fit.
He got injured a lot this last year.
Yeah.
Romeo Doubs. You got a few... Not a ton of wide receivers.
That name would be interesting to me if I was a Bronco fan. Romeo Doubs is a really good receiver.
Rashid Shaheed.
He hasn't done.
Yeah, he hasn't done a whole lot receiving with Seattle. It's just been
Juwan Jennings,
the punt returns.
Hey, let's get Javonte Williams back.
Yeah,
at running back.
Perfect fit, I would think. Right?
Yeah.
The thing about receiver is you can find one in the draft that can step in and be that person right away if you do your scouting and everything correctly and you pick the right guy. It's
29 minutes after the hour. We'll continue on with this. We'll take a look at some of the free agents possibilities for the Broncos, but also break down a little bit of the Super Bowl and how both these teams got here. So we'll get into that coming up next. It's the whole show powered by Mosquito Joe. We'll be right back.
The Hall of Fame Preps Talk. Listen to Coach speak. Weekdays at 10 at Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
There's only one feeling, like lighting that open sign for the first time. Like deciding whether or not to frame that first dollar. Like knowing every customer by name when they walk through the door. Whether you're starting from scratch or from a century of tradition, every business deserves a bank that's been growing communities for generations. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Kevin Lytle of the Fort Collins, Coloradoan, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back in to The Whole Show, powered by Mosquito Joe of Northern Colorado. So Derbs is trying to make the case for the Patriots here, which I don't think you're that... I think it's going to be a hell of a game. I really do. I think it's going to be a really enjoyable football game. But why is it that Seattle's just getting this overwhelming amount of, hey, this is probably going to be a blowout. The spread's only 4.5, but you are hearing that because, you know, Seattle's got a really good defense and Sam Darnold's been great and they have a lot of great skill guys. It's just interesting how more often than not you're hearing people lean all the way in on Seattle.
Recency bias a lot because what they did in the playoffs. And, like, I understand the Rams game was dominant and whatnot, but, like, I wasn't all that impressed with the Rams, to be honest. Without Puka and Stafford, like, I mean, that team has a lot of nothing. It's just them. So they're not really all the way put together in my book. I think these two teams are two complete teams. And usually when you get two complete teams, it turns out to be a very good football game.
I think they're both complete teams, but I think one's much more battle-tested. I truly know.
You're
know
just
this
100% out. I've been out of the Patriots
all year long. I will eat so much crow on Monday if they
will
win this
game. Will you, or will you say, well, the weather was weird.
The only way, early in the year, influenced this one.
The only... I'm going to kick you in the knee.
The weather was a factor under the dome.
The only way that if Sam Darnold goes down with an injury in the first play, that would be the only way that I would say anything like that. But if they beat this Seattle team, second play, I'd still say it.
Third play.
I'm still going to say it.
Fourth play?
Yeah, we're getting there at that point.
Fifth play?
You idiots. I think New England is the most fraudulent Super Bowl team we have ever seen.
They got that coach of the year and the OC of the year.
Yeah, the NFL's all sucking up to him because they didn't put their two legends into the Hall of Fame. It's just, it's ridiculous to me that we're talking about this team. This is their route. They go through the Chargers, who immediately fire their offensive coordinator with a banged up offensive line, and I don't think Justin Herbert's a clutch quarterback at all.
No, he's overrated.
Oh, you're agreeing. Okay.
Justin Herbert, yeah.
Yeah, okay. You got a dome team, which Derbs will love this. You got a dome team playing in the snow. Micah, could you look up dome teams' records in snow games in the playoffs?
About a 30% chance he'll find it, but yes, go for it.
If not, make something up. Makes me sound smart.
Should have got that in the 11 o'clock hour.
CJ Stroud plays a game so bad, we were clamoring for Davis Mills to come in and try and do this. And then they play the Broncos in a blizzard with their backup quarterback.
The blizzard didn't matter.
If Jarrett Stidham doesn't turn that ball over, the Patriots don't score a touchdown on that Broncos defense all day. It's not happening. What'd you find, Mike?
Dome teams have struggled with a 1-15 record in the last decade.
Thank you.
Especially when it's been below 40 degrees Fahrenheit.
You're the man, Micah.
Good job, Mike.
I didn't believe in you,
but you nailed it.
I just think New England is just a bunch of frauds. I will bet the Seahawks minus 13.5 on Sunday.
I think the Seahawks cover. I think it's going to be a close game, and then about middle of the third quarter, Seattle's run game is going to take over this game. The New England defensive line has been playing very well as of late. I just think that there's too much offense for Seattle. I think we're looking at like a 30-23 type game, something like that.
Yeah, I see more points in this too. New England has a shutdown corner. I don't know whether or not they're going to use him just to strictly shadow Njigba or not, or because they line him up in so many different spots that I'm sure that's incredibly hard to do. But I just can't believe a team that steamrolled the entire year is just bad.
No, and I like Gonzalez out there at the corner, but we saw against the Broncos in the first half, he played like crap. Man, he got beat multiple times early in that game. I don't know that he is the shutdown guy for somebody like Jackson Smith.
I don't know if there's a quarterback in the league that shuts down Jackson Smith, because they do. You mentioned they use him out of just about every single position group that there's or a position that they can. And some of those cornerbacks, okay, maybe they're more comfortable playing that slot side, but I don't think this game's close. I think that this is a 28-10. Seattle just runs away with it and dominates this game.
39 minutes after the hour. Let's take a quick break here. Michael, let's get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
Hey, what's going on? This is Justin Adams with CBS 4 down in Denver, Colorado, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KSKA.
There's your Super Bowl halftime show right there.
Tim. Yeah, should be. It's funny when you look back. We asked that poll question earlier this week, the best Super Bowl halftime. And as soon as the Janet Jackson debacle happened, it went Paul McCartney, it went the Rolling Stones, it went U2, like all those 80s rock bands with those guys in their 70s. Like, no boobies coming out from these guys.
Yeah, no, they went really tame quite a few years.
I'm such an old man, but I'm like, give me that.
You want to see Clint Black.
I don't like Clint at halftime. Black. He performed at one Super Bowl.
Really?
Yeah,
I did not know that.
He's a part of the country. It was him and Tanya Tucker.
Tanya Tucker.
That's a weird thing. I still think it. I'm pretty sure that Brady and my dad were at the same concert at some point in Carson County.
It was Burlington.
Burlington. Oh, yeah. I thought it was
Coke
Factory.
It was the Burlington Fair.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Maybe not. Huh.
Kit Carson, very small.
Who did you see?
The county, though.
Tanya Tucker.
I was little.
I saw her.
Yeah, had a crush on her, though.
Oh, yeah. She was a smoke show back then.
Yeah.
I saw her just a couple years ago at Cheyenne Frontier Days. She did the splits, couldn't get back up.
Oh, no.
Tim McGraw had to come out there.
And sad.
I'm pretty sure it was just a ploy, though, because that's when Tim was taking those needles in the butt. And he comes out there and just lifts her up, and she's like in heaven. I'm like, I feel like you faked an injury there.
Was he really doing the...
No, dude. There's no way he wasn't. There's no way he wasn't.
Oh, that's the kind of information you won't get anywhere else.
Well, good morning, NoCo, baby.
Okay.
Micah, look that up.
I looked it up, and you're making up the whole thing, Tim.
Could be. You guys were talking about medieval times. I've been dying to talk about medieval times.
I would like to go there.
It's so awesome.
That's why I'm saying we should have jousting at halftime.
Yeah.
I'd watch.
I would watch that over
music,
whatever the hell we're
going to jousting.
Have. Yeah. Medieval times is awesome, though. If you haven't
Is it like the scene in Cable Guy?
Yeah.
Is that exactly what it is? Oh, that would be so cool.
You had like the rotisserie chicken.
Yep.
Beverages. There's different colors that you can root for. You're on different teams. Oh.
You're kind of assigned a color, if memory serves.
Yeah, uh-huh.
We were kids. We had some family that lived in California, and we went. It was like the greatest thing ever. And the beers that they sold them in, I was seven. I had eight of them. It was incredible.
The Steins
that they have are so cool. No utensils. You just like a barbarian up there. Just it's medieval times. Definitely worth it.
So I would love to go someday.
You unlocked a childhood memory for I hadn't thought of
You're
medieval
welcome.
Times.
That's
forever.
What jousting could do for America.
Yes, it could.
If we have jousting at halftime.
Let the people who run medieval times run the Super Bowl halftime show.
Yeah. They're professionals. They're
I
pros.
Vote for that for sure.
Yeah. All right. 47 minutes after the hour. We'll get to the picks coming up next. It's the whole show powered by Mosquito Joe of Northern Colorado.
The Hall of Fame Preps Talk. Listen to Coach speak. Weekdays at 10 at Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, this is Ellison Hubbard, a former CSU Ram, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
All right, we're going to go around the table. Picks are on Friday, everybody knows that. I did pick the Bears last night to win, by the way. Picks are on Friday. Where do you want to start, Tanner? Would you like to start this? You're taking the Seahawks by a million.
Seattle by a zillion. Seattle minus 13.5, I'd feel comfortable with. I may ladder that up as high. I do not believe in the New England Patriots. And this, to be fair, I was saying all this before the Broncos game, so it's not like I'm just a spurned,
Michael.
I'm not Michael. I just don't believe in the Patriots. I think Seattle's a much better team.
Mike?
I think Seattle covers, like I said, it's going to be higher scoring than people think. But, yeah, it's like 30-23.
Derbs, you're taking some points, or do you like the Patriots to win outright?
I'll take a little stab at both. I do think the Patriots win somewhere in like the 27-24 type ballgame.
Okay. Tell me why I shouldn't take the Patriots today.
They suck. They played the Jets.
That's true. All
twice.
Year.
All year.
They played the Jets.
They played
twice.
The equivalent of the Jets all year.
They did beat a red hot Cleveland team.
They lost to the Raiders.
That was a long time ago.
It was a long time ago.
They're a different team.
They are a different team. It's like the metrics in college sports. You're a different team.
They still lost to the Raiders, though.
Which that was a big loss because that's what gave the Broncos ultimately the number one seed, which ultimately didn't work out. So I guess it doesn't matter. It worked out for them.
They still lost to the Raiders.
Michael, where are you going?
I am going to go with the Seahawks. I'm gonna say 34-24. I'm gonna say they lose by two.
Oh, you're saying yesterday you said it's not gonna be a 2-4 game.
I've changed my mind, Brady. Okay. I've chosen to change my mind.
He's chosen Friday
to change his mind.
I change it on Fridays. Everybody knows that.
Nobody knows anything like that. Nobody has ever said that. That's not a thing. Don't try to make it a thing.
I just want to have my own thing, Brady.
No, you do not get your own thing.
Changing my mind is on Friday. No.
You should respect your co-host a little bit more.
See, that's another thing that you tried to make a thing. You're not. You're barely a producer.
Co-host.
He's barely a person.
That is true.
Co-host.
He's going to pick the Patriots.
Derbs, tell me why I should take the Patriots.
I think they're more complete, honestly. Two good running backs, two good wide receivers, great defense, great defensive line.
They just don't run the ball
consistently.
Henderson
got three carries in the last two games.
It was snowing.
And just windy. You don't do anything in the snow and wind.
You can't do anything in the wind. Snow's fine by itself.
Take the Seahawks, Brady.
You got the coach of the year.
I don't.
You got the offensive coordinator of the year. You've got the MVP runner-up. Do I take the points? Or do I take the Patriots to win outright?
You're wrong either way, so.
He's really dragging this out.
It's 3 minutes. I got it.
He's building it up. He's building it up.
I'm going with the Patriots to win outright.
Oh, boo. Wow.
Good night, Northern Colorado.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.